Okay, today's Daf Gimel of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're on Daf Beis Amud Beis, right at the bottom. Today's Shir will learn the Ilu Nishmas Etabas from Yehoshua. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. So we said that we're trying to prove that Nisan is the cutoff for, what are we trying to prove here? That Nisan is the first month of the kings,
right.
And not Tishrei.
Right?
So we said, well, now in the 40th year, Aaron died in Av, and Moshe spoke to the Bnei Israel in Shvat. Right? Av was in the end of Masei, and Moshe spoke to Bnei Israel in Shvat. And both times we learned it's the 40th year. Thank you. Both times we learned it's the 40th year. The only way that's possible is if Nisan is a starting point, right? Because Av and Shvat are both after Nisan.
The
fifth month and the 11th month. Right. If Tishrei is the cutoff, it's impossible to both in the 40th year.
Right.
So the Gemara asked.
We know Aaron is Av.
Right. So the Gemara asked, but how do you know that Aaron died before Moshe gave his final speech? Maybe Moshe gave his final speech in Shvat. Aaron died the following Adar, and it's both the same year. How do you know? Maybe that's true. Says the Gemara, I'm the third to bottom line, lo salta daita. Don't think that. It's impossible to say that Moshe gave his whole speech in Shvat. Aaron died the following Adar, the following of, and there's a new and the same year. Impossible. Why? The Chizkiyahu says that Moshe gave his speech acharei hikoso es Sichon. After they defeated Sichon, v'chinach nafshei the Aaron, and when Aaron died, akati havi Sichon kaim. Sichon was still alive. So it's impossible that the speech happened first. How do you know that Sichon was still alive? Dichsev, because it says, v'yishma haKnani, and the Knani heard Melech Arad, the king of Arad. And we're going to say that this person, this nation, is Sichon. Right? Keep on reading. Ma Shmua Shama. What did he hear? Shama Shemeth Aaron. He heard that Aaron died. V'nistalka Anani HaKavod. And the Anani HaKavod went away. V'kasavar. And they thought, Nidna Meshulsi, Lachem B'Yisrael. The opportunity has presented itself to attack Israel. Right? We couldn't go near them. There's a cloud. Now the cloud's gone. Behind the Dixiv, it says, V'yiru Kol Ha'eda. And all the nation saw ki gava Aaron, that Aaron died. Vam Rabbi Avo, Al Tikri Vayiru, not that they saw, Ela Vayiru, they were afraid. Kidder Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish said. The Amar Rish Lakish said, Ki, the word Ki is Mishamesh Bedalad Lashonos. The word Ki has four meanings. What does it mean? It means O. What does that say? E means if. Rashi and Tosfos both say it also means when, which is a different meaning, but it's really not. It's not five. It's really four. It's really five. Is if. Now look at the Tosfos of Odilma Ella Deha. Right. I'm just going to read the first two lines where he says ki yamate, if you happen to find ki yikare, if you happen to pass by a bird's nest ki sira, if you see somebody need help ki sifka kulam loshen imhem. The majority of the word ki means if. If or when. Number two, dilma, maybe. Number three, deha. Number three, ella, but. And number four is deha. Like over here. They were afraid. Look at Rashi. No, don't look at Rashi. I'll read it outside. It says, ki gava Aaron. Because Aaron died. They were afraid because Aaron died. Right? Ki gav Aaron. Kisha'ata roe vayiru. Kisha'ata kore vayiru. Hareze lashem daha. Listen to this one. Hodu lashem ki tov. We should praise Hashem because he's good. Think about that. How else? We say it all the time. How else will you translate that word? How is it translated? Hodu lashem ki tov.
When he's good?
if he's good, maybe he's good. What else does it mean? Because he's good. What? Right. So you think about it. We say it every Shabbat, right? Every because it's because he's good. Hodu Lashem Kito, because he's good, right? Okay. So we've just had a whole discussion here that it's impossible that Aaron died after the speech, because this happened after Aaron died, Sichon's still around. So the Gemara says, me dummy, Hasam Kenan. That's Kenan, Hacha Sichon. And we're talking about Sichon. He's not talking about Mishma Kenani. That's not Sichon. So the Gemara says, no, Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kenan. It's all the same thing. Sichon, Arad, Kenan, it's all the same. What? How so? Sichon, Shadom Alasayach. Sichon is like a some kind of animal, a donkey. It's like a strong donkey. Bamidbar, in the desert. Kenan, Alshay Malchuso, that was the name of the kingdom. Uma Shemo, Irad Shemo, his name was Irad. Ikad the Amri, Irad Shadom Alarod Bamidbar. No, Irad's like a donkey in the Midbar. Kenan, Alshay Malchuso. Kenan is on the kingdom. Uma Shemo, Sichon Shemo. Okay? What was his name? Same thing. So it can't be that the speech came first. Of Aaron died beforehand. Therefore, the only way they could both be in the same year is if the year starts in Nisan and not in Tishrei. Got that? Everyone got that? Make sense? Okay. Listen to this Tosafot on top. First top Tosafot. B'medrash Amrinon. In the Medrash we say, Tahainu Amalek. That this Kenani was Amalek. Right? Where do we say that? Anyone ever says this? Kimo shes yaseid hapayet bepizmon shel parsha zachar. We have some pizmon on parsha zachar, and in it says that it was a malik, and I was saying it's sichon. Sichon is not a malik. The answer is tozvos. What Monty just said. It says ksus their clothing, their lashon and their language. Shina they changed. Heyos kimelech arod to look like arod.
Because they changed by using the changing of it, they were able to hide something that was
you're jogging my memory. I don't remember what it was. And then what?
Torah, I think it was.
Right. Could be. It's Parsha Zachar Torah.
Right.
It could be. Well, then it says, this is Avol Mikol Makom Dayek Shapir Dahavi Sichon Kayim. It says Sichon must have been still around. Because they're coming to dress up like them. So obviously, they're still around. We're coming to impersonate them. So if they're already wiped off the map, well, who are we impersonating? So obviously, they're still around. So even if you want to tell me it's Amalek, even if it's Amalek, it's still Sichon's still around. So it still proves our point that Aaron died before him. Interesting. Okay. Good?
So Amalek attacked them twice, according to this.
According to this, yes. Yeah, it wasn't really an attack. It was more of it was an attack. It was definitely an attack. The Ananiah cover went away. They said, oh, now's our chance. Right? I don't know why they had to dress up like someone else. I don't know exactly why they had to do that. But there's a Medrash out there. So Tom says, even if that Medrash is true, it still supports my theory because they got dressed up like Sichon. Obviously, Sichon's still around. So Sichon, all I need to know is Sichon's still around. Okay, next. Now, the Ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe it's Iyar. Right? Remember we said yesterday, it can't be any month. It can't be any month. What? Before Adar. It can't be any month before Adar. We said that yesterday. Why? Because there's no difference between... What did we say yesterday? Any month between Av and Shvat cannot be. Because no difference between Av and Shvat. It can't be. Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevi, Shvat. And cannot be any of those months. So now we have to go to why can't it be any of those months? Because there's no difference between Av, the whole thing was Av and Shvat. So they're all the same. Anything between Av and Shvat is the same.
I don't understand. You know that it was this month and another was Av, and then the 11th month, and it was a Shvat, then Nisan has to be the month.
No, so why can't it be Iyar? It can be Iyar, Sivan, Tal, it can be any of those months. Why can't it be Iyar?
The 11th month was the 11th month.
Right, we don't know when the year started. We know that Av and Shvat are both in the same month, both in the same year. When did it start? We don't know. We said it's Nisan. It could be Iyar.
We know it's both Av and the 10th month.
What? Right. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good question. So it could be the Gemara is just going through the exercise. Just to rule it out, you should know it's not Av, Iyar, it's not Sivan, Just ruling them out. You're in the Chanami, you're right.
No, the answer to the mission tells you what it is.
Right, and we said yesterday. We said yesterday, whenever the Torah says a month, it does sometimes in like later Navi, it'll say the month of Sivan, in the Megillah, Esther, it does that. But whenever it says a month, the fourth month, the fifth month, it's always from Nisan. Every single time. So we know that, really. So she has a good question. So I think the Mar is just going through it just to rule it out. Maybe Rosh Hashanah Iyar, maybe it's Iyar. Let's look at that. It's impossible. The Chsiv, it says, it wasn't the first month. What's that? That's Nisan. B'shana Hashenis, in the second year. Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first of the month, Rosh Chodesh. Hukam ha-Mishkan. The Mishkan was established. Right? Uksiv, and it says, v'hi b'shana Hashenis, it was in the second year. B'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month. What's that? Iyar. Na lahanan me'al ha-Mishkan ha-Edus. Then the Mishkan left, right? The clouds, okay, time to move. Midikai b'Nisan. Well, in Nisan, the Karele Shana Shenis, it calls it the second year. V'kai b'Iyar, the Karele Shana Shenis, and in Iyar, it also calls it the second year. V'chal, the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Iyar. Rosh Hashanah can't be Iyar. We know it already anyway. Gemara just ruled it out based on Psukim. V'eimah, Rosh Hashanah, Sivan, maybe it's Sivan. But I think the question, it's also impossible. The Chsiv, it says, V'chodesh HaShlishi, in the third month, L'tzeis b'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim. One second. So if they left in Sivan, and then a few months later, it's Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Not they left in Nisan. But if Rosh Chodesh is Sivan,
right,
then when they got to Har Sinai, it's 49. If Rosh Hashanah, what did I say? Rosh Hashanah. If they left in Nisan, but the Rosh Hashanah starts in Sivan, then when they got to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, 49 days later, 40 something days later, it should have been the right of the second year. Starting over. New year. Right. Okay, it's another answer. I said, but it's not real.
Yeah.
Right. So, but if that's the case, then when they got to Mitzrayim, when they got to Har Sinai, 40-something days later, it should have been another year. It's not true. Right? It should have said, B'shana Hashenis L'tesim Boilei, the second year. Why? Because now new Rosh Hashanah came. That's not true. Ve'ema Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar. Maybe some of these months. Right? We don't have an answer why it can't be these months. We know it can't be, but the Gemara can't come up with a pasuk. So the Gemara says El Amar Belazar Mehacha, another pshat, another pasuk. What does it say? It says like this: Vayachal Livnos, and he began to build Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month. Basheni. What does that mean? Basheni. In the second month, Basheni. Something with the second. Bashanas Arba Lemeluchas Lemalchuso. In the fourth year of his kingdom, the Shlomo HaMelech, it was in the fourth year, second month, something with the second. What is that? My sheni. What is that? What does that mean? Lav sheni liyareach shemona b'malchuso. Doesn't it mean the second month from when we count your kingdom, which is in Nisan? Doesn't it mean that? What else does it mean? What else could it mean? So the Gemara says, Maskev lo Ravina. One second. Ve'ema sheni b'chodesh. Maybe it means on the second day of the month. Days of the month. Whatever that is. No, Im Kain. Shady Bachodesh Bad Yahavik Sivit. Then it would have said it straight out. Right? Then it would have said it straight out.
Why?
What? Because what is Basheni? That doesn't mean anything.
Maybe this is saying it straight out. Basheni,
the second.
The second what? If you meant the second day of the month, the Torah would have said it. The aim, the nothing would have said it.
What's that second Sheni?
We don't know what it means. So we
said. And
what's the second Sheni? So what does it mean? It must mean the second month of his reign. What does it mean? The second day of the month. So why would the Torah would have said that? The Navi would have said that. The aim of Sheni b'Shabbos.
The second year of his reign.
What? No, it said the fourth year. It said it was the fourth year. No, it said it was the fourth year. The aim of Sheni b'Shabbos. You want to tell me it was a Monday? Maybe it was a Monday. Monday. It was Monday. Chada. First of all, the lo ashkechan Sheni b'Shabbos tichsev. You never find a Monday in the Torah. No such thing as a Monday in the Torah. Garfield said that Monday would be so much better if it started on Tuesday. Right?
Maybe it's 2 a.m.
Huh? It's 2 a.m. 1 second. No one has a kash on that? There's no Monday in the Torah? How about this one? Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, Yom Sheni. How about that one?
But that's the first Monday.
That's the Tosafot's answer. That's the first Monday. It doesn't count. He says in the bottom, the third to bottom one, Sheni b'Shabbos, Lo Ashkechan. You never find a Monday in the Torah. I vokziv, Vayev, I vok a Yom Sheni. It says Monday, right? midefaresh b'Yerushalmi. Ein lemeidim b'yasa shalom. That's not a raya that the Torah mentions Mondays. Why? Klomar, delav ha-shabbos koy. It wasn't going on Mondays. Ella, shahay yom shein l'b'yasa shalom. It was the Monday that I created the world. It was that Monday.
It was the second day.
Happens to me, it was when I created the world. What? There's not a riot that's such a thing as Monday.
No, how do you know he started on Sunday?
It wasn't a Monday until he made Shabbos.
That's right. There was
no Monday until the Shabbos, just the second day of his existence.
Because there was no Shabbos, he's right.
Okay, so that's not a riot. So there's no such thing as Monday. All of a sudden, out of the blue, the nothing mentions a Monday. Unlikely. Yeah. But also, Makish Shani Basra with Shani Kama. There's a connection between the second Monday and the first Monday. Ma Shani Kama, the first Monday is Chodesh. It's the second month. Av Shani Basra, Chodesh. So the second Shani must mean a month. What does it mean? Because it's the second month of his reign, because we start counting the month in Nisan.
So okay, second month, and what's the second Shani?
The second Shani must refer to a month.
Right.
So what does it refer to? It refers to the second month of his reign, because his reign starts in Nisan.
So we needed to learn this out from Solomon. We couldn't learn out from David, who was reigning 40 years?
Correct, because it never says when his reign started. That's why. How do we know it started in Nisan?
He's the first one we learned.
Right, exactly. And we learned it to everybody.
But that's when the reign starts
in Nisan.
It doesn't start in Nisan.
Exactly, but we don't have a riot to anybody else.
But everyone's reign technically starts in Nisan.
Correct, but no one...
Part of the year
correct.
Starts in Nisan.
Correct, so whenever you start, like we said yesterday, you come to Nisan, now it's in year two.
Right.
How do we know that?
Wasn't the second
so we know it only from Shlomo. It doesn't say, no one else has someone who took him about them, like this, with all the dates and this and that. So we don't know from anybody else.
The second month is ER, and David died in Siba.
Yeah, we asked that question yesterday.
How do
we asked that question yesterday.
How do you
so Tosfos answer, we don't have an answer. The Sfasema said there's no answer to that.
The second month is not, it can't be the second month.
I don't
know why
he gave the position earlier.
No, what he's saying is that Nisan, the second
the
month.
The Sfasema says.
He inaugurated
the second month
of
that year.
Correct.
He was inaugurated.
It was in his fourth year.
Right.
But what it's saying is the second month of the year is also the second month of his reign in that year because it's one of the same. We count
Nisa. The Sfas asks, Tosfos said yesterday, how is it a raya that we count the second month to every king from Shlomo? Maybe, coincidentally, Shlomo happened to start in Nisan.
Right, that's what I asked that.
Tosfos asked that yesterday. Tosfos answered, that's what it is a hekesh yesterday. There was a hekesh from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like Yitzias Mitzrayim happened in Nisan, so too the kingdom begins in Nisan. That's what Tosfos said yesterday. And the Sfas Emes asked, but David Melech died in Shavuos. What are you talking about? So you have to come up with some kind of answer. Either he started the reign before, which the puzzle doesn't say that.
It doesn't say anything.
Right. So why would we... Why, David
because Melech, you know that he brought him down to inaugurate.
What? No, he didn't bring him to inaugurate. He brought him down to that this is the one. Not my other kid, him.
What did he bring him down to?
To the Nachal.
Exactly. That's so, inaugurated.
So he's saying he took over before David died?
David was sick.
And he was sick.
So you know that he had in a convention about when to do date counting. Why does it have to be in biblical or come from the Torah that that's the date?
Because the Gemara always does. How do you know the sky is blue? Because it's a pasuk that says it.
Okay, but I understand that. But that's a
right?
Physical fact or whatever. But I'm saying
why can't there be
So that Gemara that he stopped learning goes against. It's a difficult. It goes a difficult to reconcile with the Pesukim because the Pesukim say he was in his bed. He wasn't warm. They got someone to keep him warm.
And you
learn that Gemara there, and he's steiging away every Shabbos.
Doesn't really.
You have to.
What? That's
how
it says.
Right. That Gemara there. He's learning every Shabbos, and not for one second is he stopping to learn. The Malachim can't get him. He made noise. He came to look at the noise. The Pesukim don't.
You know what that
Nolomenu? Yeah. The Pesukim don't. It's a Gemara. Okay, we gotta move. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan. We learned the Brisa in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's important to remember. This was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin shein mona lehem lemalachim ela minisan. How do you know we only count kings from Nisan? This is the exact same Gemara as yesterday. Shenamar it says, "Vahi b'shmonim shana v'bamei oshana tes b'nishol ma'atan." It was in the 480th year when the Jews left Egypt. Uksiv it says, "V'alar nakar." It's the same. We're just summarizing everything we said yesterday. V'alar nakar nahar ahar. Aaron went up to the mountain. Al pi Hashem. And he died. And it says, Vehi bar barim shana. It was in the 40th year. Pa'ashti asar chodesh. In the 11th month. That's when Moshe gave his speech. And it says, Achri akos lewa Sichon. After he defeated Sichon. Which means, Aaron was already dead. Uksiv yishma Kanani. The Kanani heard. Va'omar. Ve'iru akol edak yigav Aaron. They all heard, they all saw that Aaron died. Because Aaron died. Va'omar. Va'omer. Vehi bechodesh harishon b'shana hashenis. Va'omer. Vehi b'shana hashenis bechodesh hasheni. Va'omer. Bechodesh hashlishis his mesol. Every possibility we're eliminating. Va'omer. Ve'yichal livnos. So what do you see? Exactly what we've just been saying all along. Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. Amr of Chista. Lo shana b'al malchei Yisrael. That's only true for Jewish kings. Avol malchei ha'umos ha'olam mitishrei minyanan. But for non-Jewish kings, it starts in Tishrei. Shenemar, like it says. This pasuk is the first pasuk of Nehemiah. We did this yesterday at the very end. Now we're going to go through it in great detail and your head will be spinning. Shenemar, it says. Divrei Nehemiah ben Chalkia. Nehemiah spoke. When did he speak? By he and it was. The Chodesh Kislev. It was in Kislev. Bishnas Esrim. In the 20th year. Okay? Uksivin, it says. This pasuk is the first pasuk of Perek Beis of Nehemiah. That was Perek Aleph. This is the first pasuk of Perek Beis. Uksivin, it says. By he the Chodesh Nisan. Bishnas Esrim. L'Artaxasta. In the 20th year of the reign of Artaxasta. Now, in the first pasuk, it said the 20th year, but it didn't say the 20th year of what? Midikai b'kislev. He's standing in Kislev. Vikari le shnas esrim. In pasuk aleph, in perak aleph. Vikai b'nisan vikari le shnas esrim. And now it's Nisan, and it's the 20th year. Obviously, michlal, the Rosh Hashanah, lav Nisan who? Rosh Hashanah can't be Nisan. So why is it Tishrei? What other month is it going to be?
Because
the Navi records that it happened in Kislev and it happened in Nisan. And we're recording it both as a 20th year. Kislev and Nisan.
But that may be according to
our
record.
No, not their record.
It's entirely according to
our record. Yeah. One at a time. What?
Staros record the date. They have to record the date.
Correct.
The year, the king's year.
Okay. Now, so far so good. Now, Bishloma Ha'ech, the second pasuk says, Mefarish Artaxasta. It says in black and white that it was the 20th year of the reign of Artaxasta. Elahai pasuk. Elahai, the first pasuk, Mimar de Artaxasta. Who says the 20th year of his reign? Just says the 20th year. 20th year of what? Dilma, maybe Liminyam Achminu, maybe some other count. Amar Papa, no. Shnas Esim, L'Xer Shava. It's Xer Shava. Mahosam Artaxasta, Apacha Artaxasta. Okay? Now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Who said that the Kislev came first? Maybe the Nisan came first. So it was Nisan, followed by many months later Kislev, and it's the same year, and it's not a raya that Tishrei breaks it up. Umimai, the Maisa, the Kislev Kadim. How do you know the Maisa of Kislev came first? Dilma Maisa, the Nisan Kadim. Maybe the story of Nisan came first. Maybe the second pasuk came before the first pasuk, and there's no order. And if that's true, then Nisan was the beginning of the 20th year. Kislev later on was still the 20th year. And the 20th year, Nisan is even by Goyim. Okay? Lo sol kadaita. Don't think that. Because if you read the psukim, which we're going to do now, it can't be. Why? Titania. Dvarim sha'amar Chanani l'Nehemiah b'Kislev. Whatever Chanani told Nehemiah in Kislev, Amara Nehemiah l'melech b'Nisan. The king told them to Nehemiah in Nisan. So it is in order. Okay? Since the psukim are in order, Nisan can't be the Rosh Hashanah, because then it would be another year. It would be the 21st year. Okay? Now, in order to understand the rest of the Gemara, we need like a 3-minute history lesson. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the Jewish year, I'm going like this, 3338. The Jewish year from creation, 3338, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. In the year 3389, in the year 3389, which is 50-something years later, the kingdom of Babel was over, It was defeated. By Belshazzar was killed. And in his place ruled a king by the name of Daryavesh, the son of Achashverosh, not part of the Megillah. The different Achashverosh, and his name was Daryavesh. 1 year later, in the year 3390, his son-in-law, whose name was Koresh, took over the kingdom. Okay?
What did the
Sefer
Megillah say that Koresh was?
There's two Koreshes.
So
this is Koresh number one. Okay? This is Koresh number one. He was a Persian. He ruled over Bavel and Madai. In his first year of his reign, this Koresh gave permission for the Jews to go back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. He let them go do it. His kingdom lasted for 3 years. After his kingdom, a guy by the name of Achashverosh was the ruler. Okay? He ruled for 14 years. On the third year of his reign, he made a party. We all know that story. And on the 12th year of his reign, Haman was killed. Okay?
He only reigned for another year after...
Two years. After that, who was the king? Another Daryavesh. This is, Tosfos here says that this is Esther's son. The problem with that is, we're going to see, no, forget that. The problem with that is, at the end of the Gemara, he's bad. At the end of the Gemara, he's bad. So it's,
that happened.
Okay, we're not finished. In the seventh year of this guy's son, of this guy's reign, his name was Daryavesh. He's Daryavesh number two. We're also going to say his also name is also Koresh, and his name is also Artaxasta. All three names, they're all the same person. And both Daryavishes, both Koreshes, both Artaxastas, all had the same three names. In the second year of his reign, there's a reason why I'm going through all this in such detail, you'll see. In the second year of his reign, which is the 18th year,
who's reigning up
now? I'm up to Achashverosh and Esther's son, whose name was Daryavesh. In the second year of his reign, which is the 18th year after the first Koresh gave them permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, because he lasted for 3 years, Achashverosh had 14 years. In the 18th year of that, on the 24th day of Elul, in the year 3408, which is 70 years later, right? They started to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Goyim came and said, "What's going on here? Who gave this? Who gave?" And they said, "Well, Koresh 18 years ago gave permission. He's the grandfather, right? He's the original king." And they pulled out a document, and the document said that I allowed this building of the Beis HaMikdash. A whole story, okay? That's the seventh historical fact. Next, in Gimel, in the third day of Adar, in 3412, a few years later, in the sixth year of the reign of Daryavesh, they finished building it. And on the 14th of Nisan, they brought Karbanos for the first time. Okay? Last one, in the 20th year, Nehemiah shows up. This is in the 20th year, the beginning of Nehemiah. Nehemiah shows up and asks to build the walls around the city of Yerushalayim because it's terrible, there's no walls, there's only a Beis HaMikdash, but there's no walls. And he has a conversation with Artaxasta, who's also Daryavesh, who's also Esther's son. Okay? And this takes place in that year, in the 20th year, right? A few years later, he went back to Bavel, and in the year 3442, have to figure out how this timeline works, comes a man by the name of Alexander the Great, and Bavel and Madai are over. And that begins the Greek era. Okay. So far, so good? Okay. That was pretty good? May it all fit? How it fits with history and all that, I'm not going into that. But this is the standard Orthodox Jewish timeline of the destruction and the rebuilding.
Well, okay. That's not bad, except that Cyrus the First only lasted 3 years. You said
what? Who's Cyrus? I didn't even mention the name Cyrus. So there's two Koreshes. There's two of them in this timeline. There are two of them in this timeline. There are two of them. What, like I said, I'm not going into the history. Go pull out a history book in the library. It's not going to jive.
No, it's not bad.
It's not going to jive. How to make it jive? There's articles written, books written about it. I'm not going into that because it's going to get off topic. Okay. Now, here we go. Ready? Divrei Nechemya ben Chalkia. Nechemya ben Chalkia is Vahiba Chodesh Kislev. It was in the month of Kislev. Bishnas Esrim in the 20th year. Right? The 20th year. Which 20th year? Of Artachshasta. Which Artachshasta? The second one. Right? Right? I was in Shushan. And my friend came. And he asked me, how the Jews doing, Aplata, the ones that are still in Ashanisharum and Ashaviv al Yerushalayim? How they doing? It's terrible. Chomas Yerushalayim, it's a horrible thing. The walls of the city are still down. And it's still burnt up. It's not good. Amaran that was told to him in Kislev. So Amaran Nechemya Lamelech Benisan. Now Nechemya goes and tells us over to the king in Nisan. So it has to be that Kislev came first. Why? Shenemar. We're going to read like 10 psukim now. Vayibachodesh Nisan. Bishnas Esrim Atashasta Amelech. Right? It was in the 20th year of his reign. Yayin Lefanav Ve'eses Hayayin Ve'etna Lamelech. I was a butler. Valo Ayiti Ra Lefanav. I wasn't feeling well. Family Hamelach, do upon him wrong. How come he's in such a bad mood? Vata ain't a chola. You're not sick. Ain't that kiyim rav leave? You're depressed. Va'ira harbe ma'od. I was afraid. Va'omer lamelach, Hamelach la'olam yichya. By God Hashem, madu lo yiru upon Asher beir. They sekvaros avotai charba v'sharei ochlu ba'esh. It's terrible. The reason I'm in such a bad mood is because my city is all destroyed. And yeah, they rebuilt the Beis Hamikdash. However, it's terrible. What would you like? If it's okay with you, send me back to Yehuda. Let me rebuild the walls. The king said, and his consort, the queen, who was next to him, Ad Masayil Mahalachich. How long are you going to stay around over here? Umasai Tashub, go. Vayitav Lefnei Hamelech Vayishalcheni VeEtna Lo Zman. He gave me a time. So what's the bottom line of this? That what happened in Kislev was before what happened in Nisan, and it was the same year, right? So he heard it in Kislev. Traveled to where was he? Wherever he was, he traveled to the king and told it over to the king. Okay. Now, Masiv Rav Yosef, 1 second. B'yom Esra Varba L'chodesh Bashishi, on the 24th day of Elul, that was in the history that we said, right? Bishnas Shtayim L'rdayavesh, in the second year of his reign, right? In the second year of his reign.
No, it can't be Elul. He started in Tishrei.
Right, but this is a different year.
We have to count 6 months from Tishrei.
No, we never count
from
Tishrei. It's not a Goyish King issue. It's not a Goyish King issue. Uksiv, and it says...
Daryavish.
What?
Chodesh B'shishi B'shnash Ha'am L'Daryavish. It's a Goyish King issue.
The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Okay.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. Right? Uksiv, and it says...
Jewish King.
The Gemara is going to say it's a Jewish King. And then we're going to have another pasuk. But 1 second. Sure. And these psukim we measured from the Goyish calendar because he turned bad. So now we switched the count. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. But
it's good as Esther's son when it's Achashverosh's son.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just like today. It's your son, right? He's your father's grandson, right? Uksiv, and it says Bashvi in the 7th month, which is Tishrei, Ve'esim Ve'echad Lachodesh, on the 21st day of the month. And 1 second. V'emisa b'shvi, if it's the 7th month, v'shnas gimel mibayalei. It's exactly Adam's question. It should have said the 3rd year, a new year. Tishrei is a new year. Amalei revavo, no, koresh, melech kasher haya. That's why he throws in koresh. Till now, he's been called Dayavish. Koresh, by the way, has the same letters as kasher. Except for the vav. Right? Same letters as kasher. He was a good guy. Esther's son. Lefikach manalo k'malchi Yisrael. So we count him as Malchi Yisrael. Maskifla Rav Yosef. Chada, first of all, dimkein kashu kra adati. The whole thing's inconsistent. Why? Dichsev, because it said, Vishita, Besa, Dina. What does those words mean? Those words mean, Vishita, this is talking about Ezra now. V'shitza beisit dina ad yom t'losa l'yerech adar dihavi shenas shis l'malchus d'yavesh malchusa. That was in the, that the Beis HaMikdash was built in Adar in his sixth year. Right? V'tanya, v'osuz man, l'shana haba, that same time next year, Ola Ezra mi'bavel v'galusu imo, uksiv and it says, v'yavo y'Yerushalayim, v'chodesh ha'chamishi, in the fifth month, Hushnas Hashviyas Lamelech, which was in the seventh year, because the year before was in the sixth. But the Imitza, if it's true that we're counting now from from Nisan, then Shnas Shemina Zivoyal, it should have been the eighth year, because Nisan came. The Ode, me dummy? Yeah, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Hasam Koresh, Hachad Dayavesh, you're mentioning two names? The Gemara says no. Tana Hu Koresh, Hu Dayavesh, Hu Artak Shasta. It's all the same person. Koresh, Shemelech Kasher Haya. Koresh, he was a good guy. Artak Shasta, Al Shem Malchuso. Artak Shasta was that he was, that was the name of his kingdom. And Amash Shemo, what was his real name? Dayavesh Shemo. His real name was Dayavesh. So Mikol Makom Kasha. Okay, so he answered the mix up in the names. The Psukim don't jive. The Psukim still don't jive. Was he, because we're counting him on two different counts. So Amar V'Yitzchak Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Kan. In the Pasuk in Chagai, where it counts it from Nisan, which is, by the way, that was Chagai, in the 24th day of Elul. Kodem, by the way, the Litik Avril brings out a minog, that on the 24th day of Elul, you should read this parak of Navi, because it's one of the rare, it's only if you're a young guy, if you're an old man at the school of Arichas Yavim. It's a rare place, Navi, where they have a date. So, okay. Anyway, Khan, Kodem Shehichmet. That was before he turned sour. So, but he was still a good guy. We'll count him like a Jewish king from Nisan. Khan, but in Ezra, where obviously we said the count was in Tishrei, because he came in year six and he came in year seven, and it was in Elul. So it's impossible that it was only 1 year later. Acha Shehichmet. That was after he turned sour.
It's very confusing, though.
It's very confusing.
That's a different book.
What? Different books, but it's the same man.
Same man.
I know.
It's like saying in midstream we're changing when we count the president's reign. In the middle of the 4 years we change the date. It's a funny thing. Yeah.
The problem is all the shtaris that went on during that time, they're all messed up.
What?
They changed the year of the
written, exactly.
They messed up all the shtaris that were written during that time.
Yeah.
No,
Staros. Staros
are written with the written
for Jewish
days. Tosfos here. We have 2 minutes. Tosfos here says that that it's unlikely. Tosfos has another whole way of reading that pasuk. That when he came to Artaxata in the 20th year, that's not what it means. What it means is he came to him in the year that he was building the Beis Hamikdash. And he was complaining to him, reminding him of the first edict, which was like 20 years ago. It was really 18 years ago. And really, he was talking about the first base, but really he was talking about the Beis HaMikdash, not the walls.
So the Yavesh was 2 years old when he first took the reign over.
Why?
Because...
No, but we don't know when he was born.
Well, it was like 2 years after Esther met...
No, he could have been born a year after Esther met Ahasuerus, which happened in the, it says I think in the seventh year of his reign, and he reigned for 7 more years. He was a young boy. He could have been 7 years old, right? Because Ahasuerus reigned for 14 years.
That's not the time of the divorce,
right? It could be they had kids. They had Malachim that were kids, and it was run by the advisors. That could be, it wouldn't be the first time, but it doesn't make it sound like that.
How long did he rule for?
Who? He ruled a long time.
At least 20 years.
At least 20 years, right.
At least 20 years from before, Richard.
No, because he came in 20 in the first Pasuk says it was in the 20th year of his reign, and I came to talk to him.
Right, so, but
that's Tosfos' first shot. Then the second shot is how we read it, that it meant the 20th year, and he was talking about the walls. Okay? Wasn't that an easy daf today? All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. We're starting with the kasha. Matzav Avkano, Umi Hichmet, the Yevit turns sour, and that's a whole kasha, and that'll lead to tomorrow's stuff.
Shkoya.
All right?
He was actually sitting outside listening.